Welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
Welcome to 2014. I just cannot even believe it. Listen, I thought because Salted and Style did the best of 2013, we should too.
That sounds funny.
Now, I have questions.
I haven't seen them.
She has not seen
these
questions.
I just walked in the door.
And because I was here before Excuse she me. Was, I get to make the questions and she has to answer.
I just walked in the studio.
She just walked in the studio from the yoga studio.
Yes.
She is starting her 2014 right.
Savannah Power Yoga.
Thank you, Kate. Yeah. All right. We're going to go with the questions.
Okay.
Best alfresco dining. These are the rules of the game.
Okay.
If you cannot think of the best alfresco dining for this year, go to another year. But let's try. It can be any
time. Of all time.
Of all time.
I always think back to climbing in Peru and getting back to camp. I don't know why, but it is when you've been out and you've kind of, your mind and your body is just so spent to actually sit down and have a meal. It just
Were you with tastes. A group?
Yeah, I was with a group. We had a cook with us who schlepped the food and he was amazing. He made, I think I've told you this, he made Jell-O in the river. But just every little thing he made, just...
What year was that?
Oh, it was just a few years ago. It was one of the best experiences of my life. We didn't do that short trip. We did kind of a long, it was a 10-day hike. So it was kind of exhausting and wonderful. So you just, you're so exhausted, you just...
So the meal was amazing at the end of it.
Yeah, every time we stopped, it was just the flavor... I don't know if that, there's something probably physiological that goes along with that. I don't know if you would know better than I, but.
Me? No, I don't hike.
No, but I just mean if your body is so run down and you're just so mentally and physically exhausted, to have that first bite of what you have when you have it. I mean, I can remember eggs in the morning and how nice. Amazing they tasted.
I was in Minnesota for a year, and I got there in August, and so the weather was fabulous, and everybody in Minnesota puts tables and chairs outside. They just throw these wrought iron tables and chairs outside, mainly because they don't get to go outside very often.
Yeah.
And there was a restaurant called 421, which was the address,
mm-hmm.
and it was in a place called Dinky Town in Minneapolis, and it was near the... It was... probably about 6 blocks away from the University of Minnesota. And I found comfort there. And I would go and sit outside. I would get a glass of white wine, cream of mushroom soup, and bread. And it was then beginning to be fall. I would do it September, October. By the time the end of October came, of course, Minnesota has no outdoor seating. But I would watch the Canadian geese fly every when I would go there in the afternoon, and you would see these rows of Canadian geese flying.
Wow.
To a warmer climate.
That's special.
And it was so comforting, and it was so special, and I had the same meal every time.
Must have been some great cream of mushroom soup.
I'm going to tell you something. It was the best cream of mushroom soup I've ever had in my whole life. I know that it had sherry. Or Madeira.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it wasn't Campbell's. I mean, it was amazing.
They used wild mushrooms?
Yeah.
Or just...
No, they used wild, because I asked them. They used wild mushrooms. And there was the same guy that waited on me every time. And I think he maybe was the owner's husband or he was whatever. He had a part in it.
You have pretty special meals out in your own courtyard.
Brenda, I do.
Brenda has a fabulous courtyard, and she has these sweet lights out there.
I do. Thank you, Robert Anderson.
They're a gift from your husband. Like, we're not just talking about somebody's Christmas lights that they hung up. These are like...
Oh, hell
on
no. They're not twinkly
no,
lights.
No, these are like a movie set light. I'm a little jealous of your courtyard.
I kind of like it. Okay. Best cookbook.
Hands down, cookbook called Summerland. And you know me, I collect cookbooks, and there are a ton this year. I mean, there are every year. I have loved so many cookbooks, but Annie Quintrano, I think I how you pronounce her last name. She has a restaurant called Bacchanalia in Atlanta. and her farm, I believe, where she grows a lot of things that they make or that they cook with, is called Summerland. Thus the name of the cookbook. It's a beautiful cookbook. I wish I remembered off the top of my head who shot it, but it's beautiful. But her recipes are wonderful. And she's one of the best meals I've ever had in my life was at her restaurant in Atlanta.
I'm sorry. Best book? Too many to remember.
You know me. I read a lot. I love biographies.
I tend to read, like, I know this is going to sound weird, but I have every Nixon book ever. Why?
Why?
Because I remember, because I was young and I remember thinking, he did what? He sanctioned what? He did this. He did. And so I find his paranoia, brilliance, all equally entertaining.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So that's
Nixon.
Nixon.
See, I always find out something new about you.
If you ever want a Nixon book, I got it.
Yeah, don't be taking those to the door too fast for me to take home.
I tell you, my favorite well, it was not a biography, but it was a political history. The Fitzgeralds and the Kennedys.
Mm.
Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Yep. To read that, I have to borrow that one.
You do. I got it at a garage sale for $1. Serious.
What are you doing going to garage sale?
Are you kidding?
You got
it. If it's raining and I don't want to put on makeup, that's where you can find me on a Saturday morning. Okay. Best condiment.
Oh, hands down, Chef Roberto Leochi's jalapeno raspberry jam. Brenda, I love it. I've eaten raspberry jalapeno jam before from other people. Roberto has it going on. It is the best stuff.
It's killer.
Really, I would encourage anyone to order it. It's like Leochi's Fine Food. If you go to Leochi's, Leochi's.
I tell you what, we'll tag it.
In Savannah.
And we'll post the website that you can order it from. And it is amazing. I put it on. He uses it for meats and this sort of thing. I put it on my English muffin in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I put it on my bagel or whatever I've got. Okay, I've put it on a grilled pimento cheese sandwich before.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
It's so good. I actually used it. I did a piece for Better Homes and Gardens for their April issue for Easter. And I used that jam as an inspiration for one of the dishes. And I do hope that they... I talked about them. I did some video for them, too. So I talked about them on the video. And I wrote a little head note mentioning, you know, this was inspired by this wonderful jam. Like, if you have a chance to get this jam. I mean...
Get it. A friend of mine, Margaret Ann, came... Margaret Ann's Cookies, by the way, in Sarasota, Florida. She does a huge business just making cookies.
What kind of cookies?
Oh, my God. My favorite, they're Almond Joy cookies. But she does cookies with no preservatives in them.
Oh.
So when you order them, I mean, it's a shame, but you got to eat them in 3 days. You just... So Margaret Ann came down and stayed at my house. And we had a wedding to go to with a friend of ours. And she tasted the jam. We've had to send her case after case of Roberto's.
I cannot express to you how good the jam is.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we know. People out there buy Roberto's jam.
My best condiment?
What?
Sesame finishing salt.
We gave it for Christmas gifts this year. Everybody was on our list. Brenda and I made... We should give that recipe. We need to do that for Salted and Styled.
We'll do it. We'll do it in the future. We'll
I
do
love
condiments.
It on eggs. Like, I love it on eggs in the morning. My friend Sydney, too. She's like, that stuff you sent me...
Did she love it? Oh, my gosh. Good. Because her friend Sydney's a good cook.
Yeah.
It is like a little jar of gold. I put it on baked potatoes. You put it on eggs. I put it on all my vegetables.
Yeah. It really cuts down the sodium. So what's in it is just black sesame seeds and malt and salt.
Mm-hmm. You roast the black sesame seeds until they start to sort of get aromatic or pop.
Mm-hmm.
Then in another pan, you sort of roast the salt until it is almost gray. And then you mix them, but it literally is to 1 cup of roasted sesame seeds. Oh, and then you
got to grind it.
You got to grind it.
It's like it's not a fine powder, but it's a...
It is, because you grind the sesame seeds. So 1 cup of sesame seeds to only 3 tablespoons of salt.
Yeah, it's not a one-to-one ratio.
So
it's...
you get this fantastic salt flavor and this nutty flavor. So it really reduces your sodium. So that's my favorite condiment.
It was great.
I love it.
When I packed up the last one of those, I saved a little bit for myself.
I did too. It was one of those little jars that we had.
Yeah, we gave the big jars all away. We bought beautiful French jars from Kaufman Mercantile, and we got the little chintzy ball jar, squat mason.
Damn it. Okay, last question.
What?
Best bra.
Oh my God, Brenda. Josh brought me a wonderful La Perla bra,
of course.
From back from Nantucket where he was, and sadly it didn't fit. And he knows my size, and get this, so he tells the woman what size that I need, and she said, "Oh no, she doesn't need that. She needs this."
Well, has she seen your breast?
I have no idea. And so he went ahead thinking that she knows what she's talking about, you know, went with what, and of course it was too small. It was a smaller size, and of course it was too small. So he returned it, and I still haven't seen it. As a matter of fact, he brought it up the other day that he hadn't gotten that back yet.
What color was it?
It was like this light blue. It was really beautiful, light blue and white. It was gorgeous.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what my favorite bra is?
What?
Not the one I have on.
Get rid of that thing.
It's going in the garbage when I take it off tonight. Anyway, it was a great 2013 for Salted and Styled.
It was. We had a great year.
And,
a lot of accolades, but, you know, that just comes because you do good work, and it's just such a great group of people.
It is a great group of people, and I am honored to be a very tiny part of Chi and Libby's vision. So, cheers to Libby Summers.
You're not a tiny part.
So, everybody have a great 2014 and listen to all the great things we have coming up. And in the meantime, simmer down.
Happy New Year.